Auctions. Forget the dusty gavel for a second. Think bigger. We're talking about a surprisingly powerful engine for business growth, a way to unlock hidden value that might just blow your mind. And this deep dive, it's laser-focused on you, the learner. Our mission is to give you a clear, no-nonsense understanding of auctions, why they're a big deal, how they actually work, and, well, how you can navigate them like a pro all without getting bogged down in complicated jargon.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because our understanding often just stops at, buying and selling things.
Right.
But the sources we've dug into, I mean, everything from business growth strategies, actual success stories, the nuts and bolts of online auction sites, even where the tech is heading, it paints a much more strategic picture.
Exactly. We've sifted through articles on how auctions fuel business from faster capital, lots of case studies, some really compelling ones actually, deep dives into e-auction platforms, and a peek at future trends too.
Shaping auction tech and revenue, yeah.
Our goal today is basically to arm you with the insights that, really matter.
And if we just step back for a sec, businesses usually set prices in, well, pretty static ways. Auctions bring in this dynamic element, right? A direct line to what the market truly thinks something is worth.
Okay, so let's dive right in. Why are auctions such a potential shot in the arm for business growth? Our faster capital source really laid this out nicely.
Well, the most obvious impact is on revenue. Auctions let sellers capture the absolute maximum price a buyer is willing to pay. And that can be way higher than just a fixed price or, what you might haggle down to. Just think about eBay. The sheer volume there, that's dynamic pricing revealing true market value constantly.
Right. It's not just nudging the price up a bit, it's maybe finding a value way higher than you thought possible. And it sounds like they can bring in new customers too.
Precisely. You create that competitive buzz, and suddenly you're attracting a wider range of buyers, people looking for that excitement, or maybe very specific, unique items. And then you get network effects. More buyers attract more sellers, which attracts more buyers. It's a growth loop. Amazon does this cleverly, actually. They use auctions alongside their normal listings.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so they appeal to a much broader mix of sellers and buyers.
And here's where it got really interesting for me. It's not just about the money or the eyeballs. Our sources suggest auctions can actually make the products themselves better. How does that work?
Right, this brings up competition. So when sellers are in this transparent auction space, bids are often visible. They're constantly pushed to improve what they're offering. Better quality, new features, these things become vital for getting those higher bids. Think about Google's ad space auctions.
Okay, yeah.
It's not purely about who bids the most money. The quality and relevance of the ad matter hugely for where it gets placed. So competition is driving quality there.
Okay, so auctions can boost growth in like several ways, but it can't be one size fits all, surely. We heard choosing the right format is critical.
Absolutely. The format has to match what you're trying to do, who you're selling to, and, well, what you're selling. There are a few key things to think about.
Like how much the bidders actually know. That sounds pretty fundamental.
It really is. So, in a private value auction, every bidder knows exactly what that item is worth to them.
Okay.
The smart play there. Usually, just bid what it's worth to you, but it gets more complex with common value auctions. Here, the item has the same underlying value for everyone, but nobody knows exactly what that value is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is where the winner's curse pops up. The person who bids highest might just be the one who is most overly optimistic about that uncertain value, and they end up overpaying. Think, maybe, companies bidding for oil exploration rights.
Ouch. Yeah. So how do you avoid that?
Well, smart bidders in those common value situations tend to bid a bit cautiously. Shade their bid down from their initial estimate to account for that uncertainty. Then you've got correlated value auctions. Here, everyone has their own valuation, but they're kind of linked. Like one bidder getting an expert appraisal might influence how others see the item. In those cases, you'd adjust your bidding based on signals you get from others. Imagine bidding on a rare stamp, and a famous collector puts in a really high bid early on.
Okay, that signals something.
Exactly. It might signal to everyone else, hey, this stamp is maybe more valuable than we thought.
Okay, that makes sense. Information really shapes the strategy. What about risk? How comfortable people are with taking chances?
Oh, definitely. A bidder's appetite for risk plays a big part in certain formats. Take a Dutch auction price starts high and drops.
Yeah.
Someone risk-averse might jump in early at a higher price just to be sure they get it, but a risk seeker, they might wait, hoping it drops further, but risking someone else grabbing it.
right? The gamble.
Exactly. And lottery auctions obviously appeal to those more comfortable with a gamble.
But what about the seller's goals? What are they trying to achieve?
The seller's objectives really dictate the auction design. If it's all about getting the absolute top dollar, they might set a reserve price.
A
A
minimum.
minimum they'll accept, yeah. Or in a discriminatory auction where different winners pay their exact bid amount, the seller's trying to maximize revenue from each bidder individually. But then you have charity auctions.
Right, different goal.
Totally different. The focus there is often just raising money for the cause, encouraging generosity, not necessarily squeezing every last penny for the seller themselves.
So it's about picking the right tool for the job. Let's talk specifics. The English auction, that's the one we see in movies with the paddle raising.
That's the one. Classic ascending bids. Price goes up, up, up until only one bidder is left. It's great for things where there's high demand. Maybe the value isn't super clear up front. Think art, antiques.
Yeah.
It's easy to understand, gets people involved, and the bidding itself tells everyone else what people think it's worth.
Sounds pretty good. Any downsides?
Well, it can take time, and there's always a risk of bidders maybe, colluding to keep prices low or even show bidding.
The seller bidding on their own stuff.
Exactly. Someone secretly bidding to drive the price up? Not good. Plus, the excitement can lead to emotional bidding, people getting carried away.
Okay, and then there's this Vickery auction.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit more obscure.
It is less common day to day, but it has some really interesting features. It's a sealed bid, second price auction.
How does that work?
Everyone submits their best bid privately. Highest bidder wins, but here's the twist. They only pay the amount of the second highest bid. It's considered very efficient, economically speaking, and it pretty much eliminates the winner's curse because there's no real reason to overbid. Actually, it encourages you to bid your true value.
How so? Why bid your max if you might pay less?
Because if you bid less than your true value, you risk losing to someone else who values it more and bids higher.
Ah.
By bidding your true maximum, you ensure that if you value it most, you win, and you pay a price at or below what you are willing to pay anyway.
Interesting logic. What are the drawbacks then?
Well, it can be a bit harder to set up and for people to really grasp. There's also potential for game playing, like bid sniping, trying to sneak in a bid just slightly above the expected second highest bid right at the very end.
Sneaky.
Can be. And sometimes the winner might feel a bit odd if there's a huge gap between their winning bid and the price they actually paid. Like they left money on the table, even though the system worked as designed.
Right. We've covered a lot on the mechanics. Let's zoom out again. What are the big picture advantages of using auctions based on our sources?
Okay, a major plus is that inherent sense of urgency and competition. Buyers know time is limited, motivating them to jump in, maybe bid higher, especially for those rare or limited things. That FOMO fear of missing out, it's powerful.
Absolutely. We've all felt that.
And like we touched on, auctions are fantastic for discovering the real market value, especially for unique items with no set price tag. The bidders themselves establish the value.
Yeah, avoiding under or overpricing.
Exactly. Think fine art, classic cars auctions are often how those values get set.
And it seems auctions help reach a wider audience.
Definitely. You expose items to a much larger pool of potential buyers, people actively looking for auctions. It's a great way into new markets or customer groups.
And it can even boost your brand, give it a lift.
Yeah, successful auctions generate excitement, showcase your expertise, create positive buzz. It all helps strengthen your brand's reputation and visibility.
Okay, but nothing's perfect. What are the pitfalls, the downsides businesses and bidders need to watch for?
Well, the winner's curse, like we said, that's a real risk for buyers, paying more than it's worth.
Right.
Sellers can help by providing really thorough, accurate info. For buyers, it's about doing homework beforehand and setting a firm budget. Stick to it.
And we heard about shill bidding again. That sounds really shady.
It absolutely is. Deceptive practice, fake bids to inflate the price. It ruins trust and damages reputations long term. Using reputable platforms, being transparent, following ethical rules, that's crucial to avoid it.
So, what are some concrete steps for actually running a successful auction, whether you're selling or buying?
Okay, for sellers. First, pick the right auction format for your goals and market. Then, craft a listing that grabs attention. Clear title, detailed description, great visuals, realistic starting or reserved price. Highlight the benefits, what makes it unique.
And you can't just list it and walk away, right?
No way. Clear communication is key. Item details, auction rules, duration, bid increments, payment, shipping, returns. Keep bidders updated. And promote it? Social media, email, ads, target the right people, maybe even reach out personally to potential big bidders. And finally, monitor it. Track bidders, bids, conversion rate, revenue, feedback. Use analytics. Be ready to adapt if things aren't working.
Makes total sense. Now, our sources also really got into the weeds on e-auctions. How have online platforms changed things?
Oh, they've been a total game changer. Especially for smaller businesses, suddenly they can compete globally, 247. It levels the playing field massively, democratized the whole thing, really.
What are some key features that make these online platforms work so well?
They're packed with tools, dynamic product attributes, tax management, integrated payment and shipping, customer accounts, bid search, reviews, email alerts.
Right, all the standard e-commerce stuff plus auction features.
Exactly. Plus security is huge. SSL encryption is standard. Many also have marketing tools like bestseller lists, related items, even forums or Q&A sections to build community.
Security is definitely top of mind for online bidding and payments.
It has to be. Good platforms invest heavily in security, integrity, confidentiality, and non-repudiability, making sure actions can't be denied later. SSL certificates verify the site's identity and protect data. Digital signatures are also becoming more common for authenticating things.
Setting up your own e-auction site sounds pretty involved.
Yeah. It is a process. You need a purpose, plan the structure, design it, write content, build it, test it thoroughly, upload it, market it, and then maintain it. Businesses might hire pros or use their own IT team if they have one.
And obviously, easy online payments are essential.
Crucial. Variety of secure options. And digital signatures help here too. Save time, money, streamline workflows, add security, legal validity, even good for the environment. Less paper.
Yeah.
Boosts efficiency overall.
What makes a really great e-auction portal stand out? What are the hallmarks?
Good ones usually have robust bidder messaging, easy seller tools, clear product displays, live auction viewing, security like IP address storage, ability to run multiple auctions at once in different currencies, clear terms acceptance, strong encryption, secure payments. Social media integration is becoming important too for reach.
The software behind it must need to be pretty sophisticated.
It does. Needs to handle different formats, reverse auctions, forward auctions, sealed bids, manage bidder databases, track history, generate reports, handle high traffic, keep bidder identity secret while showing bids, provide summaries, control bid refresh rates, and have top-notch security.
And the future sounds like it's constantly evolving, based on what we read.
Oh yeah, evolving fast. We're seeing things like rank options, you only see your rank, not the actual bids, reverse options starting at zero, running tons of auctions simultaneously, really detailed bid reports, analyzing patterns, even tracking bid sequences with IP addresses to spot potential collusion.
Wow.
Plus, clients can often watch live auctions remotely and pull their own reports online.
And for any online platform, ease of use is key, right? User experience.
Absolutely critical. Intuitive design, easy navigation, clear homepage, easy access to auctions, contact info, profiles, terms, prominent display of current and upcoming options, secure login, all fundamental.
If a business is thinking about getting an e-auction site developed, what should they look for in a proposal?
Good proposals should cover detailed UI designs, a clear sitemap, full functional write-ups, test plans including UAT, defect fixing timelines, documentation, implementation plan, load testing plans, secure password rules, and importantly, compliance with relevant laws and standards like IT Act 2000 or ISO 9000.
Okay, we've hit the what's and how. Let's talk winning. Strategies for bidding, especially in those heated bidding wars.
Right, bidding wars, multiple buyers fighting it out. The single most important thing, set your absolute maximum price before you start and stick to it no matter what.
Easier said than done sometimes.
It takes discipline and research, research, research. Know the auction house, the item's history, condition, the auction type. Factor in all costs, buyer's premium, fees. Timing your bids is strategic. Too bid early to show interest or wait and try to snipe at the last second.
And there's psychology involved too, isn't there?
Definitely. Experienced bidders might use subtle tactics, but learning from past auctions, wins and losses is invaluable. Remember the Salvatore Mundi sale. Calmness and proxy bidding won the day there.
Our sources had some really cool success stories. Any to jump out?
The Art Collectors coup was a great example of decisive strategic bidding at just the right moment. We saw real estate examples, two undervalued properties becoming hugely valuable through smart bidding. Then there's the emotional connection, someone bidding high for a family heirloom where personal value trumps financial value, and unconventional wins, taking a calculated risk on something lesser known, like the scholar finding a literary gem. And of course, the Hannes Wagner card, rarity equals huge value.
What about those super high-stakes auctions? Millions on the line? Any special considerations?
Due diligence goes into overdrive. Investigate the item and the auction house thoroughly. Sticking to budget is even more critical. Remember the 62 Ferrari 250 GTO example. Avoid impulsive multi-million dollar mistakes.
Yeah, good point.
Strategic bidding, reading the psychology, gauging competitors, all essential. And knowing when to walk away gracefully or when a last-minute gamble might pay off, like with the Apollo 11 stuff, the Liz Taylor jewelry auction showed how crucial adapting to competitor behavior is.
We also saw some really inspiring stories. Underdogs, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. The young artist whose work unexpectedly took off at a big auction. Or the retired teacher winning a violin that meant the world to them personally. It shows auctions aren't just about money. Passion plays a huge role.
And then there were auction house showdowns. Sounds dramatic.
Can be. Intense battles for rare items, like that lost Van Gogh. We also saw quirky wins, like the scientist buying a taxidermy giraffe. And celebrity auctions always grab headlines. The Rock's belt, Audrey Hepburn's dress, Elon Musk's space seat, Lady Gaga's piano. Huge prices, lots of cultural weight.
But it's not always smooth sailing. Common mistakes people make.
Underestimating risk assessment is a big one. Letting emotions drive bidding, very common mistake. Ignoring competitors or not learning from past experiences, those definitely hold people back.
So conversely, what makes auction participants successful?
Patience, discipline, clear strategy, maintaining emotional detachment, analyzing competitors carefully, and always reflecting afterwards what worked, what didn't, to improve next time.
Okay, finally, let's look ahead. Future trends. Innovations shaping auctions.
Digital transformation is just going to keep accelerating. More online auctions, major houses like Sotheby's, Christie's embracing live streaming globally. Blockchain and NFTs are set to really shake up digital assets, authenticity, artist royalties. Mm. We'll see more data-driven insights, personalization tailoring offerings, hybrid formats mixing physical and online participation seamlessly, and a growing focus on sustainability and social impact eco-friendly items, charity auctions.
So tech is really driving the bus here.
Absolutely. There's talk of ethical AI audits for fairness, blockchain for transparency in auction systems, AI optimizing reverse auction bids, collaborative auctions for sustainability, mobile-first platforms, better tracking with RFID or blockchain, personalized delivery, advanced analytics. It's a lot.
Sounds like the whole process, start to finish, is being rethought.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fair AI-informed bidding strategies, AI assistance, dynamic pricing, AR/VR experiences for previews and bidding, even potential for quantum computing or DAOs in governance, blockchain for real estate, smart contracts, AI for valuation, VRR for immersion, ethical sourcing, carbon neutrality. It's impacting procurement, sustainability, everything.
And reverse auctions remain a key tool in business procurement. Trend.
Yeah, common e-auction method. Buyer state needs, sellers bid lowest price. Great for price discovery, transparency, automating vendor management. Platforms like Procure Live handle this. And basic online systems need good login and product viewing interfaces.
Wow. Okay. That was a really comprehensive look.
Yeah.
So bringing it all together, it's clear auctions are way more than just buying and selling. They're dynamic tools, diverse formats, lots of strategies for different goals.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, especially online, is huge now.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the mechanics and the psychology is key.
That's right. Our goal here was to give you, the learner, a clear shortcut to being well-informed. Offer those surprising facts enough detail to be thorough, but hopefully not overwhelming.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. Think about the core principles we talked about: competition, value, information. How might those dynamics play out in other areas of your life or work, maybe areas you would normally connect with auctions? Could that auction mindset offer a fresh angle on a completely different challenge? Just something to think about.